الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. In this Mubarak month of Ramadan, among the prescribed actions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to carry out, to do, are four actions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted the Ummah to recite Kalima Tayyiba in abundance, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, to increase our istighfar and to make dua for Jannah and protection from Jahannam. So a person has to analyze and he has to closely examine these four actions. And through Kalima Tayyiba, reciting it in abundance, a person's connection and link with Allah would get strong. His link with Deen will become more and more firm, more and more strong. And of course, Deen is the main link to Allah, to Akhirat, to acquiring Jannah. But in order for a person to progress in Deen, there shouldn't be obstacles on his path. He's got hurdles, he's got obstacles, he's got impediments on the path. Then he's carrying out the amal of Deen, he's doing things, but at the same time, there's sins on his path, which are impeding his way and his progress. So he needs to make istighfar and he needs to seek Allah's forgiveness for the wrongs that he has carried out, to come out of sin. So one is we need to increase our istighfar so that the hurdles on our path will be removed. Then we should be concerned about our end. So Rasulullah ﷺ also encouraged us to think about Akhirat, Jannat, being blessed with Jannah, being safeguarded from Jahannam. In other words, be concerned about your end, about your mort. That one day we will have to leave this temporary abode. And if we do not prepare for it, and that moment is going to come abruptly, a person won't know at that time where he's heading to, whether he's on the road to Jannah or whether on the road to Jahannam. So prior to that, we have to make effort. We have to prepare for Akhirat. So among the highlights of this Mubarak month of Ramadan is that we should keep the Kalima Tayyiba before us, istighfar, make dua for Jannah, make effort towards it, make dua that Allah Pak saves us from Jahannam, and make effort to refrain from sins. So we know that the time of mort, each person will have to face that moment. Each and every person, whether he was a Nabi or Ghair Nabi, whether he was a king or subject, whether he's old or young, whether he's wealthy or poor, each and every person will have to go through the experience of death. And death is that bridge that will join the lover to the beloved. Ulama mentioned that at the time of mort, when a person is leaving this world, if he's a sinner, then the angels will come to take him to the hereafter, like how a runaway slave, he ran away from his master, or like a criminal. And then they'll handcuff him, and then they'll tie him in chains, and then he will be taken. But if he's the friend of the king, and he's the lover of the beloved, then we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the angels to bring him with honor. And there'll be a large group of angels to escort him on the journey. It'll be a journey of love, something a person will await. A person will be happy. Just before passing away also, he's shown his abode in Jannah. The angels of mercy will come, fragrance of Jannah, the shroud of Jannah, everything of happiness will be presented before him. Allah Pak grant us this type of mort. So this month of Ramadan is something that there was one very great muhaddis, his name was Abdul Aziz ibn al-Majishun, very, very great muhaddis. His name appears in the books of hadith also. It's mentioned that he had fallen unconscious. The people around him were concerned. They weren't sure that this is his last moments in the world. So they examined his body, looked at his pulse. Said, the pulse has stopped, not working. There's no motion. So they took the man to be dead. They said that make intizam for his burial. He first give him ghusl, then kafan, then dafan. Prepare him for mort, or prepare him for burial. So they took him and they put him for ghusl, they put him on the area that is the meat is placed, and they commenced the ghusl. While they're giving ghusl to this person, Hazrat Abdul Aziz ibn al-Majishun, they see that now his body starts moving. So this man hasn't passed away. We can't bury him. So immediately they said, okay, let's leave it. So he's still in the state of unconsciousness. One day passed in this way, then they saw that, no, there's no pulse again. He said, no, now definitely he's confirmed dead. So they prepared him again for burial, went to give him ghusl. While they give ghusl on the second day, the same thing happens. His body starts moving, the pulse is working, everything. So say, hey, this man is alive. We can't bury him. So they left him. This happened about three times. The third time, again they thought after the second day that when he passed away, then they left the body. On the third day, again while giving ghusl, the body starts moving. So people around were surprised, they shocked, now the person is moving. 3 days in a row, in this way it continued. On the third day, while giving ghusl and the body start moving, there was movement in the body. So this buzruk, he wakes up. Everybody is quite happy that now he came out of the state of unconsciousness. He was like as though in a coma. Now he came out. So they asked him, what happens? 3 days we thought you passed away. He says, I'm very hungry. First bring some food. Bring some food. I haven't eaten. So they brought the food. He ate everything. And then he explained to him. He said, see, actually what happened is that I passed away. I did pass away. Malakul Maut came, extracted the ruh, the soul. And according to what is mentioned in the hadith, that after a person's life ends, the ruh is extracted by the angels. They all come in entourage. They come in groups. And then it's put in the shroud of Jannah. So it's taken to the first sky. Permission is sought from the angels of the first sky to open the doors. The doors are open. It goes to second sky. Again, permission is sought. Doors are open. And right, it comes by Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. The ruh of a pious person reaches Allah. If the impious person is the evil person, a kafir, the doors of the first sky don't open also. So immediately the hukam is given, the command, take him to Sijjin for punishment. So here when he comes before Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala mentioned to the angels of death, that why did you bring him? His time has not ended in the world. He's still got so much of time left. So many years, so many months, so many weeks and so many days. Still got time. So take him back to the world. So you see that as I was being brought down, I came to a place where I had met Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam coming down. I came. So as I stopped there, I met Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I saw that Abu Bakr Siddiq was on the right. I said Umar Farooq, radiallahu anhumah, both these great Sahaba. That Umar was on the left. And that the Nabi of Allah was seated in between. But I found Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he was seated in front of Rasulullah Sallam, very close to the Mubarak body of Rasulullah Sallam, Nabi Sallam's Mubarak legs, very close. So I greeted Rasulullah Sallam, Nabi Sallam replied, and then I spoke to the Nabi of Allah, had the honor of meeting the greatest of Anbiya, of servants of Allah. But then I asked, oh Nabi of Allah, I noticed Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu on the right, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu on the left, but Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz is right in front of you, very close to you, to your Mubarak body, you brought him. So why is this, you know? Is his maqam and position higher than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, radiallahu anhu? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, these two sahaba of mine are the greatest, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar. But out of honor for this personality, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, I'm very happy with him. There was a time in my ummah where deen was going down. The sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ was dying in the ummah. He enlivened the sunnah in the world. Definitely the period of Abu Bakr Siddiq as Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu were a period that they did great amount of khidmat for deen. But their period was the golden era. This is after Rasulullah ﷺ left the world. Their zamana was close to the zamana of Nubuwwat. So here Islam was still alive. In word, in action, in spirit. They were those challenges that Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi faced in his door, in his zamana, his period. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, of course, didn't have that. So though they did the greatest khidmat and they are the greatest of Allah's servants after Anbiya. But I am very happy and pleased with Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz that he enlivened my sunnat at the time when the sunnat was dying. So I brought him close to me that you see I'm honoring him in this way. Anyway, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam met him and he came down and then he mentioned that this is what I had heard Allah Pak mentioning. I was informed that so many years, so many months, so many weeks, so many days, I have still to live. And accordingly, that amount of time when it passed, then he passed away. So from this incident, you understand that the greatest thing in the sight of Allah is upholding deen. This is the currency of akhirat. When we leave this world, what Allah will wish to see from us, what will buy our jannat, is this deen. Is how much of sunnat we upheld, how much we spread it in the world. Now Ustad Mulana Yusuf Mutala Rahimahullah passed away now. Allah fill his qabr with noor. But Muhammad Mulana, he was married and he had only female issues, daughters. So Mulana mentioned to him personally, he said that I made dua, I wanted Allah Pak to grant me a son, but I was shown that I won't have a son, you know. From this wife, I won't have a son. And the desire was there that Allah Pak must grant him a son, you know, so that deen will continue, you know. So to his sons, generally the sons, to daughters also, but a person who would like sons, you know, so his name will continue in the world, he'll take it, the legacy forward. So anyway, he made a lot of dua and Allah Pak thereafter instilled in his heart that he should get married. So when my ustad was getting married for the second time, because imagine now there's a second nikah and he's about 50 years at that time, perhaps over 50. So he's thinking, Mulana mentioned, I was thinking at that time, how much time I got left in the world, you know. I'm getting married second time, but I don't know how much time I got left, you know. So I was in that state of concern and worry before getting married. Should I get married? Shouldn't I get married? So there's one student in the madrasa, Allah Pak showed that student a dream. Somebody came to the student and said, go and tell Yusuf Mutala, Damwar Rahimahullah, go and tell your ustad, that he's got so many years, so many months, so many weeks, and so many days left. He must get married. So Mawlana Yusuf Mutala, this came from Allah, so he got married just before Mawlana passed away. Just before, you know. I heard the clip also, Mawlana mentioned, he said, my time is close now. According to the calculation that was shown, the time now is coming very, very close. And accordingly, Allah Pak took him away from this world on an honored day, on a very, very great day, the 10th of Muharram. Mawlana had a heart attack and he remained in the coma, state of coma for 2 weeks. And just when the Mubarak day of Ashura came in, Allah Pak took him away from this world. So among the highlights of this month is that we should prepare for akhirat. We should prepare for our death. We should be pondering and thinking that is our affairs in order. You know, if the person who stars is behind him, he has to put his records in order, you know. So is our nami amal in order, our rights that we owe to Allah, the hukuk we owe to Allah, the hukuk we owe to the servants of Allah. This is a time of reflection and ponderance. Allah Pak give me all tawfiq wa akhdawan. Alhamdulillah.